This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. Today, the Nobel Peace Prize will be given to Wangari Maathai of Kenya. She is the first African woman to win the prize for peace and also the first environmentalist. In awarding her that prize, the Nobel Committee said Maathai's environmental work promotes peace and good living conditions in Africa. Before she left for today's Nobel ceremony in Oslo, Norway, Wangari Maathai spoke with Renee from Nairobi.
Upon hearing the news that she had won the Nobel Peace Prize, the first thing that Wangari Maathai did was walk outside and plant a tree.
That's the way I do things when I want to celebrate. I always plant a tree. And so I got an indigenous tree called Nandi Flame. It has these beautiful red flowers. When it is in flower, it is like it is in flame.
With this simple act, Wangari Maathai launched an entire movement aimed at staving off deforestation and making African communities sustainable. In starting the Green Belt movement more than 25 years ago, Maathai took on an array of powerful business and political interests and found herself in a fight for human rights. But she was up to the challenge. Born in a village in rural Kenya, she went on to study biology and became the first woman in East and Central Africa to earn a doctorate. She was eventually elected to parliament, and Maathai has always had an instinct for the symbolic. During one protest against clearing a forest to build luxury houses for Kenya's elite, Wangari Maathai was pistol-whipped by guards, and she made headlines when she signed her police report in the red of her own blood. But Wangari Maathai's color of choice is green. She and the women of the Green Belt movement have planted millions of trees.
30 million trees and counting. When I first started, which was in the mid-1970s, I was responding to needs of rural women. Their issues were clean drinking water, firewood, wood to build their shelters, and they needed nutritious food. And everything that they were asking for, I connected to the environment. And I guess it is partly because my background is biological sciences. So I told the women, but we can plant trees. And that was really how we started.
The work that you've done, it's environmental work, but you've done it in a context of a very authoritarian government. That is the government of former President Daniel Arap Moi. You have been beaten up there in Kenya for the work you've done. How dangerous has it been for you?
Well, it has been dangerous. Because I was working, as you say, in a very hostile environment. But I also was lucky to have been an exposed person. I had been to America, and I was in America in the 60s. And you know, there was a lot of education going on in America in the 60s, even though I was there at a time when there was a lot of racial conflict. And I think that exposure really prepared me for the hard times during the administration of President Moi. I knew that protecting the environment was necessary. And I also came to know that the government was the biggest culprit because it was the government that was destroying the environment. I knew they were trying to stop me because they wanted to continue exploiting these resources for themselves and deny them the people.
When it was announced that you were the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, there was a fair amount of controversy over giving it to an environmentalist. I mean, the central question was, it's a prize for peace. Lovely as it is, what does environmentalism have to do with that? And what's your answer to that?
Well, the kind of work that we are doing is the kind of work that can prevent wars. If you think of it, almost all wars you can immediately think about are being fought over resources. One reason why these resources are not available to all of us equitably is because we don't always apply the principles of democracy and promote equity. It's a new concept of security, a new concept of peace. It's a visionary decision by the committee, and I'm sure that it will help people stop thinking post-war and think pre-war.
Environmental activist Wangari Maathai of Kenya is the recipient of the 2004 Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.